Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, we're thrilled to have in the studio today one of our very frequent guests and one of our favorite guests, John White, curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here on the UTEP campus. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you, ladies.
Well, coming up later this month, we're going to be having the native plant sale here on campus. And we're going to talk a little bit maybe about some of the plants people might be finding at that plant sale at the end of the month. But we did want to point out that El Paso has once again been named a Tree City USA. And that's mostly due to a lot of the construction projects that have been causing a lot of inconvenience to area drivers. In case, you know, maybe you've driven by San Jacinto Plaza and Santa Fe Street, you may have noticed there's some landscaping going up, and a lot of that landscaping includes new trees. If you drive down Country Club, the area that's already been repaved, you're going to find beautification that includes a number of trees there. 460 trees, I understand, are being added to Country Club alone. The Vocational Pond Project added 200 trees. Montwood Drive, that re-beautification, restructuring, added 120 trees to the neighborhood. So it's really nice that maybe not just homeowners, but just the fact that the city is getting so involved in planting more trees around the region.
I might just throw in that, just, you know, not to, you know, make that sound like a minor thing, but UTEP's project here on campus with the Centennial Plaza, they're going to have over 2,000 new trees.
Oh, that's wow. Amazing.
And that's not even figured in that.
Wow.
So that's going to be a bunch of trees. So hopefully in the future, you know, 10, 20 years from now, that'll be a grove of trees all around that Centennial Plaza area.
Well, it's kind of a nice feather in our cap to be named a Tree City USA. We incorporated a lot of native and low water use trees in the region. And John, there are a lot of trees that people may want to be taking advantage of and planting here in the region. I know sometimes during our live show, we get calls, what kind of tree do I plant? I live in such and such an area. There are quite a few trees that are available to people who may live in more clay-like soil, or who live in caliche, or who live somewhere where the soil is more sandy.
Right. And, you know, again, if you look at some of the soils of El Paso, we do have an assortment of different soils here. And I always tell people the most important thing is to know what you have underground. So actually dig in your yard and find out what is underneath all that. Because a lot of times you have a new house, you probably have construction material that's been buried under there.
Yeah.
Or they brought in fill dirt and put in, you know, 6 inches of red sand on top of caliche or something. So you want to dig down and find what you got. But if you stay with the more desert-adapted native species, usually they will handle the high alkaline soils and will do fine in it. What you want to make sure is that you allow enough freedom for roots to grow, so it doesn't need to be in a compacted, shallow soil. So you want something that does have some depth to it. If you don't, you may want to bring in soil, increase your soil level so that you have, you know, at least 12 inches, 18 inches, 24 inches is better to be able to plant a tree in. If you don't have that much room, then, you know, you may want to go with some kind of upright wall or container or something and grow your tree in kind of a large container type thing, but or go with shrubs, something smaller. But trees, we like to see somewhere about 24 inches of fairly good soil that you can, you know, dig into, roots can grow into.
And there are some pretty little sort of shrub-like trees that don't grow very tall. I'm thinking of, you know, the golden ball lead tree doesn't get very large. The the Texas mountain laurel, those don't get very large either.
And, you know, the Mexican redbud doesn't get very big. We have a tree that's actually native, you know, you see it over in the Waco Tanks area, is the Mexican buckeye.
Oh,
and the Mexican buckeye can be a, you know, large shrub, or can be pruned up into a small tree. You know, some of the trees, if you're starting out with a smaller tree, a lot of times they will adapt to a shallow soil and find cracks, you know, to put the roots in and stuff. Whereas you're planting a large, you know, 24-inch box tree, then you've got a problem, because you've got to get hole that you got to dig that's 30 inches deep or more, 36 inches deep. So it's different. But plant sale, we will have a lot of tree selection. Unfortunately, a lot of them are going to be in about a 15-gallon tree. Our prices, I think, are very, you know, reasonable for that size tree. You know, usually you're looking at somewhere around $85 to $100 or over $100 for a 15-gallon, you know, oak tree. So we'll have those priced under that. So.
And come prepared with good transportation. You
right.
can't put it in the back of a...
Don't come in your Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to hang it out the roof or something. But you do want to come with a, you know, pickup truck or van or something that you can put it in. We do have a few people that will run a tree over to your house or something if you live close by. They may ask for a little gas money or something. But, you know, if you do plan on buying some larger stuff, then, you know, bring something appropriate to put it in. People would be surprised what we've crammed plants into over the years.
Right.
People come in their Cadillac and their Mercedes-Benz and we're putting these spiny, stickery plants in there and going, whoa.
So what kind of larger trees are you going to be offering?
We're going to have what we carry is some native and desert-adapted plant material. So we'll have some of the more common desert-adapted, like Chinese pistache, which is a good tree for the area. The true Chinese elm, which is also lacebark elm, almost parvifolia, is an excellent tree for El Paso and grows in various soils and does very well. We've had some planted in city parks that have actually outgrown the mulberries. Mm. So it is a very fast-growing, you know, large, good shade tree.
And not quite a water sucker like the mulberries are.
Right, right. And it's a real dry type climate. Then you'd want to switch to the mesquites. We will have the Desert Museum Palo Verde, but again, we caution, you know, based on the 2011 freeze, you know, if you're in a cold part of El Paso, then you may want to forego buying, you know, sweet acacias and Desert Museum Palo Verdes just because of that chance of freeze. So you might want to go with something that's a little bit harder. We have some of the oaks. Quercus polymorpha is a great oak. That's Mexican white oak that's a great oak tree. There's a lot of them being planted here at UTEP on the Centennial Project, so it's a real good oak. And oaks are faster growing than what people think they are. They're also pretty drought tolerant. People always have thrown them in that category. They're too slow growing. I want something fast that gives lots of shade, and oaks will give you shade, and they will grow fairly fast. Cambi oak is or also called Sierra oak, is one that comes into the Chihuahuan Desert. It is a fairly fast growing. We have one in the garden that's probably been growing about 3 or 4 feet a year. It's going to max out somewhere around 40, 50 feet tall. And it's kind of upright growing. It's not a spreading tree like others. So it's kind of a nice oak. And it was just recently named as one of the top 10 trees for southwestern urban environments. So it's a good one. So we'll have a selection of oaks and different trees for people to pick from.
And plenty of experts to give you a little bit more advice as to the size and
right.
the requirements.
And of course, desert willow is one that, you know, a lot of people are familiar with. There's several different cultivars out on the market now, and so you can get, you know, some seedless or almost seedless, and then you can get some other hybrids like the Bubba, which is real popular. And
striking flowers on that Bubba.
Right. And just talking with some of the plant breeders and stuff, they're working on some other ones to come out with. I don't think there's anything going to be released this year, but there are some more colors in that desert willow.
Let me guess, the Bubba was named by somebody from Texas.
Probably from Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's right. I like the fact that they're going to be in that 15-gallon size. I think that really gives people an opportunity to get that right tree in that right location and really do that training and kind of grooming that plant to really take off to be a long-standing investment in their lawn. So what do you need to do within those first 3 years after you transplant your tree?
It's hard to find a 5-gallon tree anymore. Most of the wholesale growers, you know, once the tree gets up to that, you know, 5-gallon size, they're starting to bump them up into 15-gallon. So it's very, very hard to find the 5-gallon size. You know, a consumer, the price on a 5-gallon is a lot better than the price on a 15-gallon.
Right.
But
right.
you are getting a tree that's older, been in the container, been in a growing situation for a longer period of time. So you are buying an older plant with an established, you know, bigger root system on it. So some of our city projects and stuff, when they get into 15-gallon, they're a little bit harder to lift out of the ground, so you don't see them disappearing.
And now I know that always talking about, you know, that educated buyer going out to the Flora Fest every year. John, I understand that you'll be giving a presentation at 7 p.m. at the El Paso Garden Center for the Native Plant Society. Is that a great opportunity to maybe learn more about what specifics you'll have at Flora Fest?
Right. And we'll be showing some of the plants we'll have for sale at the plant sale. We don't have enough time to show everyone we're going to have, but right, we will be able to show some of the plants that will be available, and we'll have the list available and things like that. So
great opportunity.
It's always a fun event, and Norma's going to be doing Pledge
Week. Yes, I know. The last weekend of April, we always have the Native Plant Sale and our Pledge Drive. So if you're thinking of coming out to buy a few plants, cross the street. We're right across the street from the Sherwin Desert Gardens, and drop off a pledge and have a free donut or something. We always have some free food here.
But Denise has been there, and we have a wide selection of plants. So, invite people to come out to the plant sale 9-4 Saturday and Sunday, 25th, 26th, and check the trees over. And, we'll have some people from West Texas Urban Forestry there to help you with tree selection. We'll have horticulturists and landscape designers and, different people volunteering to help. So there'll be lots of information available.
Well, today we only really focused on the trees, and we never really got to talk about all the other kinds of plants that are going to be available for the Native Plant Sale happening on April 25th and 26th. So, John, we're going to have you back here in a couple of weeks. Next week, Denise and I are going to be here for a live show. We're going to be taking your questions. And once again, to recap, John's going to be giving a talk this coming Wednesday, April the 8th, at the Native Plant Society meeting that's going to be at the El Paso Garden Center. That starts at 7 p.m. The El Paso Garden Center, located at Memorial Park. And it's open to the public. You can just show up and find out what's going to be offered at the Native Plant Sale. And John, quickly, one more time, the Native Plant Sale is going to be when and where?
It's going to be April 25th and 26th, and that'll be at the Centennial Plaza, which is next to UGLC, between the museum and UGLC. It starts at 9, goes till 4. We do not open the doors till 9 o'clock, so a lot of people gather for that first come, first serve on Saturday morning. So it will be a little hectic on Saturday morning, but do come out. We hope for good weather.
Expect wind. There's almost always wind.
Right. Hopefully not as bad as last year. But come out and look at some of the plants. If not, just come out and get familiar with some of the plants that are offered. And like I said, there'll be people there to talk to about it. We do have a Flora Fest speaker talking about some of the flora of the Big Bend area the night before, on the night of the 24th. So that starts at 7 p.m., so that's free to the public also.
So come back in a couple of weeks, John, and tell us a little bit more about all the Flora Fest activities. But thank you, John White, for coming by and stopping by to talk with us here on Good to Grow. John is the curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here on the UTEP campus. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Belinda Fernandez for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.